Sign number 20, there will be a rise in false prophets, false teachers, and false Christs. Not only will many people turn away from the faith at the time of the end, Jesus also warned about false prophets, false teachers, and even false Christs or false messiahs. He put it this way, "For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people." That's Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 and verses 11. In Luke's gospel, we read this warning of Jesus. "Watch out that you are not misled, for many will come in my name saying, I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them." That's Luke 21:8. All right. From these predictions, we can make the following assumptions about the Christian faith in the last days. Assumption number one, Christianity still exists. Now, this point is often missed, but it certainly should not be. For these predictions to be fulfilled, then Christianity must still exist at the time of the end. However, this prediction, from a human level, was far from certain to be a reality. Indeed, numerous religions have sprung up, have had their followers, but have now ceased to exist. Yet assumption number one is the Christian faith still exists. Assumption number two, the message about Jesus Christ is still being preached. Not only does the Christian faith still exist in the last days, the message of Jesus Christ will still be proclaimed. In fact, the whole point of Jesus' warnings here assume that people are still talking about him. Again, we emphasize, at the time Jesus made this statement, from a human perspective, it did not seem that there was much of a chance for it to be fulfilled. Assumption number three, people are claiming false things about his return. As the message of Christ is being proclaimed, there will be these so-called prophets who will lead the people of God astray. This is in the context with his return to the earth. Now, there have been many false predictions concerning the return of Christ. Really, we could fill up an entire book with false predictions made about the return of Jesus Christ. In fact, from the time the Lord ascended into heaven until the present, there have been those who have claimed to know the precise time of the Lord's return. Well, it's obvious that all of these predictions have miserably failed. However, this will not stop others in the future from making the same sort of false predictions. Now, here's the problem with this. Jesus himself said, "Nobody knows the time of his return." Matthew 24:36 could not be clear. "But as for that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, except the Father alone." If the Lord Jesus says, "Nobody knows," then nobody knows. Assumption number four, many false messiahs will appear. Jesus also warned that there will be false Christs or false messiahs who will appear. What's interesting, in the 19th century, Hebrew Christian author David Baron documented at least 40 people in the history of Israel have come on the scene and have claimed to be the Messiah. Listen to what he says. "More than 40 false messiahs appeared in the history of the Jewish nation, all of whom were followed by multitudes, and a few of them were in turn proclaimed to be the true Messiah by some of the greatest rabbis, the only recommendation of their claims being promises of revenge and flatteries which gratified the national vanity. But at the present day, except to a few students of history, the remembrance of their names has perished from off the earth. While Jesus of Nazareth, who was despised by his own nation and crucified, is worshipped by hundreds of millions, some of whom have in the past and would now count it the greatest honor to endure the rack or the stake for his name's sake. And the religion which he founded is admittedly the only one suited for all classes and is destined ere long to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea." Close quote. Indeed. So, at the time of the end, the Bible says many false Christs will continue to appear. Assumption number five, people will follow those who claim to be the Christ. Jesus told the believers, "Do not go after them." Now, this certainly tells us that other people will be following after these false messiahs, hence the warning. So, to sum up, false messiahs have come and gone for the last 2,000 years. They will continue to come on the scene and attract many followers. However, the one thing that all of them have in common is that they will lead people astray from the truth of the true and living God. And finally, as we have noted in a previous sign, there is a false Messiah who is coming, whom the entire world will receive. He will be the final Gentile ruler. Instead of being the Christ, this personage will be the Antichrist. His coming will bring the darkest time in the history of our planet. So to summarize, with respect to the time of the end, Jesus gave stern warnings about false prophets, false teachers, as well as false messiahs that would come on the scene. Now, from these warnings our Lord gave, we can make the following observations. At the time of the end, Christianity will still exist. We must remember, when this prediction was made, there were a number of religions in the Roman Empire, all vying for converts. In other words, it was not a given that Christianity would even survive a generation, much less 2,000 years. Of course, as we know, it has. Furthermore, people will still be preaching about his return. This is another prediction that seemed unlikely at the time, yet it too has come to pass. We're also told that false prophets will arise and lead people astray. As we noted, the history of the church has been filled with people who have led Christians astray by claiming to know the exact time of the return of the Lord. Others will appear who will claim to be the Christ. As author David Barron documented, over 40 people in Jewish history have claimed to be the long-awaited Messiah. Because we have been forewarned, none of this should surprise us. Jesus, as God the Son, correctly predicted all these things. We also know that a false Christ is coming, whom the whole world will receive. His appearance will bring the world into the worst time of trouble that they have ever experienced, the Great Tribulation. The message of the false prophets and the false messiahs will include hatred for God's chosen people, the Jew. Our next sign will examine this phenomenon.